At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Into sports.
20 yards out, Urch to shoot, don't shoot! Oh, what a goal for Fabinho! Wow!
And get into the all-new OTB Sports app.
I think when he apologises to me, I probably will say hello to him, yeah. No.
Videos, sports news, live scores, interviews.
If Fabregas is going to come up to me in the street and give me some of the mouth that he would have given me on a football pitch, what would he do? Get a slap?
Plus, exclusive content on the OTB Podcast Network. The biggest names in sports, ready when you are. Search OTB Sports on your app store and download it now.
The OTB Podcast Network.
Chris Bond.
Oh, you're kidding me.
September.
Kyle Lafferty.
Are you joking?
Is that right?
I know! Is that right?
Anybody else?
Leash, was it?
Like, that is one of the most stupid questions.
Darius Vassell?
Seriously, you all need to just stay quiet. This is getting really annoying doing this quiz.
What is going on here?
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome along to the shoutiest segment on Irish radio. It is the scintillating, it's the stupefying, it's the splendido crappy quiz. Every week, we pit three of team off the ball up against each other in a no-holds-barred quiz of sporting factoids in the middle of the week on this occasion, because we bring you a special football quiz on this day with thanks to Paddy Power. And allow me to welcome today's three lucky contestants. Our first contestant today brought his cute dog to the cliffs of Moher at the weekend in order to take a photograph of said dog beside said cliffs in order to get loads of likes on Instagram. That's it. That's the intro. It's the Meath Hillbilly, Tommy Rooney.
Actually, the cliff walk at Kilkee.
Oh,
you want to get your Clare tourism spots right, man.
Did you get many likes? Was that the whole point of bringing the dog out for a walk, which happened to be in an extraordinary location?
Not at all. No, it wasn't the case at all. But sure, look at it when you're there. We're trying to bring Bailey on a tour of all of Clare, get him to see it all this summer. So that's it, sure.
Tommy basically won a competition to become one of those people who lives on an island for a year, except the island is actually County Clare, and what you have to do is document every waking second of your life and every meal that you eat and every sunset that you see and every sunrise that you see and every tree that turns green and every flower that blooms. That's and every sheep in a field and every cow in a field. That's essentially what's going on here, isn't it?
You left out a key part, Jer, of Tommy's Insta game, which is every time he does the slightest bit of exercise or training or kicking balls by himself in a field, he's got to make sure that's up there as well.
This is harsh.
True.
Am I insufferable on Instagram?
No. We do love your dog. And it's great that Bailey was brought into all of our worlds. Crappy quiz viewers will be familiar with Bailey. He, of course, did make an appearance a couple of months ago, and it is an extremely cute dog. Our next contestant today is having a quiz season not unlike Liverpool Football Club. Quite frankly, he's been in appalling form all year long, and it's all down to a lack of fans. This is a man of the limelight, and he has suffered badly without being able to go for a pint and have a photo taken with him by a friend of the pod. It can only be the Beast of Ballyhaunis, Nathan Nate Dog Murphy.
Hello, everybody. Can I just point out for our listeners that the way this is technically set up, we can't see either Owen or Jer, which I have to say right from the outset raises huge concerns, because as everybody who follows Crappy Quiz knows, there is continuous questions about the relationship between Jer and Owen.
You're not missing anything right now, Nathan. Jer. Nothing at all.
Cahoots. They're in cahoots.
Owen feeding Jer questions. So I think Stephen is on sound. So we're trusting you, Stephen, to keep a close eye on this and make sure their cameras stay on at all times. But I'm just putting it out there. I trust Owen, since this is a special midweek.
Owen, what's question number one?
Stephen is a friend of the pod. He will look after you, Nathan. Our last contestant today is still feeling the chill that fateful February afternoon brought to his life, the day he took a razor to his upper lip and robbed himself of that vital piece of insulation. He is the artist formerly known as the Mustachioed Menace, Ger Gilroy.
Really need to bring that back or give you some time, some advance warning that I'm coming on the quiz so you can rewrite the intros.
Yeah, it would have been nice to have him for the summer, but alas, we're all suffering. You're very welcome. There will be no skullduggery going on in this studio. As you can see, we are in two different locations. And as ever, the format of the Classic Crappy Quiz is a series of questions and a range of topics. Today it's going to be all football, spoiler alert. Then it's on to the slip and slide of trivia, which is also on football, which is going to be the rapid fire round.
So hang on, we should establish that like Nathan has some kind of handicap here, given that his job is to commentate on football and has been. And also he once was like top 10 in fantasy, primarily because he was ringing up the press offices to get inside information about who was playing and who wasn't playing that week, completely abusing his position. But he is essentially a football man. So if either me or Tommy finishes within, I would say, 5 points, then that's the equivalent result of a draw.
Yeah, it's a good result, actually.
Yeah. So maybe we're handicapping Nathan -5 at the start, are we?
Yeah, like something like that. We can do that mental gymnastics at the end. You can podcast the Crappy Quiz on otbsports.com or on the OTB Sports app. And if you're watching on YouTube, make sure to click the thumbs up, even if we contribute nothing but misery to your day. Round one is the boring questions round, never multiple choice. Tommy, question one for you. West Brom are now tied for the lead as the most relegated club in Premier League history, having been relegated 5 times. Which other club has been relegated 5 times?
Ooh, good question.
That's a great question.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate that. Nathan, want to chip in with that? Great question.
It's a very good question.
Thank you.
I was gonna rush in there. I don't know whether... God, are my instincts right here?
Go with the gut. I mean, we know that your gut health is good at the moment from all the flora and fauna from West Clare that you've been eating.
It could be too easy, though. Sunderland.
What fauna in West Clare has probably been eating? It's not Sunderland. Sunderland are close.
Norwich?
Norwich City. Ooh. Norwich City.
Rookie mistake.
Nathan. In what year did Antonín Panenka introduce the world to his penalty technique at a European Championships?
He's literally overseeing a series on the Euros right now.
1976.
Ooh.
Correct.
That was pretty easy. It was what years were the Euros in the 70s, so it's down to like...
Well...
Not that many.
I knew it from... it was in the Red Star Stadium in Belgrade. In the European Championship final where Ireland played Serbia last month. Every time they play in Belgrade, I'm ready for if they get a penalty, this was the exact side of the ground. But it's never happened.
Never happened. One day it will. Chair, question one for you. Who was the first non-Englishman to win the Premier League Golden Boot when he scored more goals than anyone else in the 98-99 season?
Well, you made that easy by asking the year.
Oof. The first non-Englishman to win it. It's either Thierry Henry or Dwight York.
I suppose it's not that easy.
I'm going to go with Dwight York.
Correct. Dwight York is correct. Henri wouldn't have even been second answer technically. Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank won it in 99-2000 after Dwight York. But yeah, correct. 1 point for you, 1 point for Nathan, and Tommy yet to get off the mark.
He was only joint winner that year, wasn't he? Michael Owen as well.
23 goals? How are you looking that up, Barry? Is that your Alexa casually coaching you along there, Tommy?
No, just know the answer, Jer. That's it.
Round
good
two.
Good start. Well done.
Round two is the title races round. Now, just a disclaimer here. When Nathan was setting up this quiz, he emailed me and he was like, can you do a quiz on title races and relegation battles and stuff?
No.
These next two rounds are there, so...
Oh! We can see your face, buddy.
That's a joke.
See your face, Nathan. That's your big guilty head. Look down into the left.
In fairness to me, I had completely forgotten about the quiz until about 5 minutes ago when I texted him and said, is anything actually happening?
In fairness to me, you just said, Nathan.
Well, I'm the only person that. To be fair to myself.
Well, I mean... Okay, we'll be the judge of that.
This round, it is what it says in the tin. Tommy, question two for you. Federico Maqueda, scored two crucial goals in Manchester United's run-in for the 2008-09 Premier League title. Against which teams?
Sunderland was the second goal and Aston Villa was the first goal.
There you go. Off the mark.
Thank you. That was pretty easy.
Liverpool may have let it slip in 2013-14, but can you tell me who led the Premier League at the halfway point of that season?
sounds like the type of thing that Arsenal would do. I'll go with Arsenal.
Correct.
Oh my God, that's a
good guess.
Yeah, bit of a wild guess, I would have said. Like,
bit of, I think
information.
Yeah.
First year. It was my first year commentating on off the ball, so I was on top of everything there. I made an effort.
Ew. Accidental partridge over there.
Wow. Who had Manchester United beaten on the final day of the 2011-12 Premier League season before Aguero scored against QPR?
So what team did they play on that day?
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking me? Oh, balls.
Yeah. That's a better way of phrasing that question.
Because I thought you meant, so who did they beat on the last day of the season the previous year? But obviously, okay, who were Man United playing
the same time as City?
That's a ridiculous question.
It's not.
Everybody remembers.
I can still see the scenes. I can still picture it.
Wayne Rooney, Ferguson with his arm around them.
Mm. Were they wearing a blue jersey that day? Dark blue jersey, away kit.
Can't remember.
Sunderland,
correct. Wow, God, that answer came from nowhere. Jerry, you're on 2 points. Nathan, you're on 2 points. Tommy, you're on one. A good round, everyone. And round three.
Yeah, City. Super City.
Round three is the Great Escapes round. In this round, your knowledge of the great Premier League escapologists will be put to the test. Thank you for the round suggestion, Nathan. Question three for you, Tommy. Leicester became just the third Premier League side to be bottom at Christmas and avoid relegation when they survived in 2014-15 before winning the title the following season. But can you tell me who their top scorer was in that 14-15 season? He scored 13 goals.
Oh, Jesus. Leonardo Joa.
Correct. Good answer.
Thank you.
I'd forgotten completely about him. Nathan, question three for you.
Was Jamie Vardy that year?
He was there.
Did you see these questions beforehand, Ollie?
Did I what?
See these questions beforehand?
No, but ask me any questions about the Premier League in the last 15 years and I'll probably know it. The previous 15, I'm in trouble.
Fair enough. Except for the one about the most relegated clubs. Nathan, Roy Hodgson was the Fulham manager at the end of the 2007-08 season when they survived thanks to goal difference on the last day of the season. But who did he replace as the club's manager midway through that year?
That's a good question. There's no way he could prep for that.
French.
Didier Six. Michel Platini. Manu Petit. Patrick Vieira. Your boys took one hell of a beating.
No, it's not. It's not.
Oh, hee-haw.
I'm going through.
Zut alors zut. La Tour Eiffel. Le Centre Georges Pompidou.
Can he pull the.
Come on! Beep, beep, beep. How much time is he getting?
How long are we giving him? Because I'm after thinking of it now.
I can see him. Wasn't he on that team in 84 with.
Come on! Five, four.
It's not him. I'm going to go three. Alain Perrin.
No, it's not. It's another famous Frenchman, Laurie Sanchez.
Woo. Were you thinking of Tigana?
Yes.
That was a couple of years before that.
I was going to blurt out Tigana, but it was like Tigana was the manager in like the.
304 or something.
Even way before that, I think.
Was he, yeah?
Yeah. First time they came up.
I thought he was manager when they had Steve Malbranck and.
I think that's somebody else.
Was it? Okay.
While you're thinking away there, Jerry, you have the opportunity to take the lead. Kieran Richardson was among the goals and Brian Robson got doused in champagne when West Brom survived on the final day of the 04-05 season when nobody had been relegated before that day. So can you name any of the teams who did get relegated?
What? Name the teams relegated in 2004-2005.
Yeah, the year West Brom survived on the final day.
Ah, lads, this is handy.
Sunderland?
No. That's a decent guess, but no.
Birmingham.
Norwich.
Sort of like got relegated the year after.
Yeah, Norwich, Southampton, Crystal Palace.
It's got to go Norwich.
Oh.
Norwich, Southampton, Crystal Palace.
Always say Norwich.
I thought Birmingham would down that year.
We are finally poised, folks. It is 2 points apiece as we enter round four, which is the fun-free magic number round. contestants get 3 points for getting the number exactly right. If no one manages that, the nearest contestant who doesn't go bust gets 2 points. The second closest gets 1 point. I'm going to state that we can only accept the answer that's written on your paper, and I'm going to have to ask for your pens once the music ends. So if you don't mind, give us the following number. The number of current Premier League teams, not including West Brom, that have once upon a time been managed by Sam Allardyce. Plus, the number of Premier League goals scored by Bruno Fernandes so far this season. Plus, the number of senior international goals Shane Duffy has scored for the Republic of Ireland. Plus, the number of FA Cup titles Alex Ferguson won as Manchester United manager. Your 30 seconds expire when Sinatra sings Bright Shiny Beats. So, how many of the current Premier League teams, other than West Brom, have been managed by Big Sam once upon a time? Then add to that the number of goals scored by Bruno Fernandes in the league so far this season. Add to that the amount of senior goals Shane Duffy has scored for the Republic of Ireland. And then the number of cup titles, FA Cup titles, that Sir Alex Ferguson won for Manchester United. Hands down. Gerard, what have you got?
25.
25. Tommy?
Hey, Tom, what you get?
Hey, whoa. Automatic disqualification.
32, hands are up.
Show me your pen, pen and paper.
Nathan?
29.
The answer is 30.
Bollocks.
Ah, I went down one.
So, Jerry, you get 1 point there. Nathan, you get two. Tommy, you get nothing out of there. So let's go through these. The number of Premier League clubs managed by Sam Allardyce other than West Brom is 4. Newcastle, West Brom, Palace and Everton.
I had 4, scribbled it down to make it 3.
Did you not say other than West Brom?
Yeah, other than West Brom.
Yeah, I said, West Ham, not West Brom.
Oh, West Ham, right.
Is in the middle there. The number of Premier League goals scored by Bruno Fernandes so far this season is 17.
Yeah.
Shane Duffy has scored 4 senior goals for the Republic of Ireland. And Alex Ferguson won the FA Cup 5 times as Manchester United manager, which brings you to a grand total of 30.
I had 6 goals for Duffy.
Oh, I bottled it.
We move on to the final. Our winner tonight will be decided in the round that separates the men from the boys, the Eric Cantonas from the Eric Dyers. It's a no theme in particular, ridiculously easy rapid-fire round. The score you get in this round will be added to your score in the previous round, and there will be 40 seconds for everyone to answer from the same set of questions. We'll start with the person with the highest number of points. That is you, Nathan, you're on 4. Then onto the person in second, which is Jer, who's on 3. And then onto the person in last, which is you, Tommy, who is on 2. If you get a question correct, I will ask you another question and keep asking you questions until you get one wrong. And once you get a question wrong, I move on to the next person. And you get deducted 1 point. You know the drill at this point. Nathan Murphy, are you ready?
What happened in the championship playoff quiz last week? I didn't bother watching. I just looked at the YouTube comments.
Oh, you have to watch just the rapid fire round at the end.
It is actually managed to get promoted.
It's like three horses falling over the hurdles. It's just,
Adrian Barry was so funny.
Well, yeah, actually, Adrian actually didn't fall over. He got stuck halfway over the hurdle. Like, it's just, it's magic. Enda's opening answer in the crappy quiz. I thought Enda had a pretty solid debut, but his opening answer is one of the most crappy quiz answers I've ever seen. It was a game that he was at, but he completely misremembered it. The first Donegal's first opponents in a... in an Ulster final under Jim McGuinness, yeah.
It's great that we had this experiment now that I know that talking about previous crappy quizzes on the crappy quiz is actually really entertaining radio. So congratulations to everybody involved in that. Thanks for bringing us down that wormhole, Nathan. Are you ready? You're just delaying the inevitable here. Are you ready?
I'm just gathering my thoughts.
Your 40 seconds starts now. Name the Tottenham Hotspur shirt sponsor.
I'm
AXA.
No, AIA. Wes Hoolihan helped which team to promotion at the weekend, Jer?
Hartlepool.
No, Cambridge United. Which club did Gareth Bale play for before his first stint at Tottenham, Tommy?
Southampton.
Correct. Who is the manager of Bournemouth?
Jason Tindall.
No, Jonathan Woodgate. Which musician was last week announced as a sponsor of Ipswich Town, Nathan?
Ed Sheeran.
Correct. What club did Thiago Alcantara play for before Bayern Munich?
Barcelona.
Correct. What county is Shane Long from?
Pass.
Tipperary.
Correct. Which of this season's Premier League teams has the smallest capacity stadium?
Who gives a shit?
It is Fulham, and who gives a crap indeed. Nathan Murphy, back with a bang, winner of the football quiz that he basically set the subjects for, but congratulations on all
the same. Well done, Nathan. Congratulations. Special prize for you.
Thank
Yay.
You.
You get a participation prize for your own quiz.
No. I guess.
We'll be the judge.
Back. Champ.
Ooh. Nathan, champ. I had that. If bloody Bournemouth...
Who's the Bournemouth manager?
Hang on.
Jonathan Mudgate is
bloody
Bournemouth. Well done to everybody involved. Special congratulations to Nathan.
It's good to be back.
Yeah,
this is the start of something. Special.
No.
We
you're not Rory McIlroy. You're a flash in the pan.
Yeah.
I'm back. New coach. New swing coach. New putting coach. The crowds are back. I'm feeling the buzz again.
You're on top of everything, Nathan.
Congratulations once again.
I was more you than me, Jer.
We will see you back here.
Get yourself down
on Friday morning for another crappy quiz. But this has been a special football quiz with thanks to Paddy Power. Congratulations, Nathan. Commiserations, Tommy and Jer. See you next time.